Good morning. For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. The Pioneer Valley Transit Authority has wrapped up a series of public hearings on proposed bus route cuts or service reductions. The PVTA Advisory Board is preparing to announce its final decisions next week after hearing from outraged riders and area colleges. In the middle of all this, the PVTA's new administrator, Sandra Sheehan. I asked her to describe her first month on the job.
It has been somewhat difficult. I started June 1st, and the first item on the agenda was the PVTA budget deficit. The amount of funding revenues the PVTA is receiving from the various sources were short of what the expenditures are projected for fiscal year 2018. So the PVTA Advisory Board at the May 24th meeting approve the staff going to public hearings to receive comments regarding possible service reductions.
So you're saying this was an inherited situation?
You could say that. You know, PVTA had added a lot of service in 2015 and 2016 with the amount of funding that is received from the different sources, you know, including the fare box and the state contract assistance. There was not sufficient funds to offset the expenditures.
How much did you get briefed on the situation from your predecessor, Mary McGinnis, when you took the job?
Mary and I did not have an opportunity to speak. She was already gone by the time I arrived.
I know that one of the quotes that was attributed to you when you first got the position was that every passenger should experience excellent service when they ride the PVTA.
I did say that.
Is that still what you would say going forward?
It's my intent to make sure that we do everything that is possible to make sure that our passengers receive the best possible service that we can provide. We started with an assumption that all the regional transit authorities in Massachusetts were going to receive $82 million. The budget that was released on Friday by the state lists the regional transit authority is receiving $80 million. So it's even less than what we had anticipated. We went out to public hearing to get comments from the riding public on possible options for service reduction, and we are using their comments to structure the changes that will be forthcoming.
So when the legislature comes through $2 million shorter than was predicted it was going to be, what goes through your mind?
That the $2 million is equivalent to $500,000 for PVTA. The staff and I were very disheartened. We had hoped that we didn't have to make as many changes to the system as we had presented at the public hearings. And what goes through my mind is that we need to work harder to make sure that the stakeholders realize how important public transportation is in the Valley and that we need to work to make sure that the resources are allocated.
I guess one shouldn't really plan on getting more allocations from the state in further budgets because things just don't work out that way. What are some of the things you're going to be focusing on in the future, trying to continue to provide a level of service yet keep fares at a reasonable level?
I'm going to work with the staff to try to determine what savings we could create internally. Also going to work with the Massachusetts Association of Regional Transit Authorities and the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission to try to lobby and secure additional resources. We're also going to be looking at transportation management companies and how they can assist us and collaborate on trying to reduce some of the costs of some of the service that we provide, and also technological advances that will be able to create a more seamless transportation network and continue to work with the five colleges, the universities, and all the colleges in the region to make sure that the services that they need, it's provided, and that we work together to make sure that that can be done.
That's PVTA Administrator Sandra Sheehan. The PVTA Advisory Board will finalize bus service cuts at a meeting next Wednesday. Changes to the schedule will go into effect in the fall. This is New England Public Radio.